Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Everyone, this is Diane, and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour and a half as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Today is April the 4th, 2014, and it's 11:01 a.m. So a lot of amazing new beginning sort of energies happening right now. And today I want to talk about the polar bear and rabbits, and how these animals, as totems, are reflections of what's going on in humanity's ascension right now. I was also getting information about trickster energy, and it's funny because April 1st was April Fool's Day. And it's always a time where people somehow decide that, you know, they're going to play some tricks on people. But we've come out of that energy. But I just want to touch on a little bit today. April the 1st was the moon square Jupiter energy. And so some amazing energies happening actually now and progressing. I want to talk about birds and a little bit about migration. And also about electromagnetic fields. So some pretty interesting things. I've talked about it before, but these are times of great revelation and of great revolution if there is trouble with the balance. But we seem to be coming into some type of balance right now. Mars is in Libra. There was something else I wanted to talk about. This April, and I've talked about in other shows, that there's a lot of really powerful energy. And these are times of going within yourself and getting your own power and coming into your own power. So that trickster energy is energy in a way that has gone and tried to take energy. And I will talk about it in a dream that I had this morning. Has to do a little bit with, it's not golem energy, but it's energy that's trying to hide, and it's not revealing itself right now, but and it's trying to hide. So also, too, this is time of the ego shifting within humanity, and April the 21st is when the Uranus-Pluto square happens, the fifth one. And we've already looked within ourselves to see what doesn't work. And what doesn't work is living in linear and time and space. And I was talking about a little bit the other day about the truth getting distorted and the hippocampus is changing and the memory within us, the cellular level, is changing. Right now it has to do with peace, balance, faith, and claiming our power within ourselves. So this ego shifting is pretty amazing, but that has to happen for us to go into our own truth. So you'll notice that people will be speaking their truth. And in a way, it shows individuality of each person, but it also connects us in like-mindedness. And it's important to go into that oneness to help each other. We must go beyond the ego. And do not take things personally, because wake time is becoming more like sleep time and the subconscious is releasing itself. So strange things might be happening, but it's important to have greater understanding. So it's important to come into your knowing and to open the upper heart within yourself and keep in higher frequency and take in more light, because more perception will happen. I was talking about March the 14th in a show a few weeks back, how the globe of life, when you enter it and you expand your chakras, you actually have more perception. So you see things from the center, from eternal time. And when you see those, truth does come to you. We're transforming, evolving, and learning how to balance more. It's all about balancing the masculine and feminine, and things that in 3D that took us away from that balance in polarity. You know, even the Earth is coming to some type of balance itself. It's shifting around and doing a lot. And even the way the Earth shifts and the polar north shifting around right now, it's trying to look for balance right now. You know, it's, and the manifesting, this is a manifesting year, 2014. It's important that we do and we look at what we want. It's more important right now, but for the oneness, not for the self. You know, ego and material and money is actually power, but it's in solid form. It's important that we see beyond those things. So there's a big eternal, internal and eternal change going on. Play in words there, but it also is me speaking my truth. People in the physical are feeling the karma, and it's pretty heavy, and some people are choosing to go right now, and other people are choosing to leave and go to where they came from, if they're from another realm or another planet and that sort of thing. You know, I was talking about the trickster energy, that it's almost like stalking energy or piggybacking onto the feminine energy and suppressing it, and now it's seeing that the feminine energy is stepping forward, so it's trying to hide. That's what I think when I, you know, saw this in dream time. March 31st, the new moon in Aries that just happened, it was igniting energy, and I talked about that on the show on the 28th. I did a show on the 27th at 11 a.m., and about an hour of it didn't, or actually about 45 minutes didn't tape. So I did another show on the 28th. So if you want to go back in the archives and find out about the shows, plug in March the 27th, 2014, my name, Diane Buchberger, Fifth Dimensional Living, and, you know, the date and the time. And also I did the show for 2 hours from 4 to 6 on the 28th of March. So put in my name, the time, 4 p.m., and Fifth Dimensional Living, and that show should pop up for you, too. So it's important they go do that. I will quickly talk about also in April. It's an intense month, like I was saying. There's two eclipses. There's the Uranus-Pluto square, and then there's the cross, the Grand Cross. But there's also water trines happening that's balancing that energy out. And I've talked about those on a lot of other shows, so you may want to go back for the last 3 months and plug in. The shows that I've been doing Thursdays are pretty interesting, and I do them in fifth dimensional consciousness, so whatever I talk about is pertinent in the moment to people and humanity in the moment. There was an earthquake, I think it was 8.2 in Chile, and you know, when there's earthquakes and there's solar flares recently, it's just release of energy within humanity. And some of it's karmic energy, and it can be quite intense. But as I'm seeing, new beginnings, and the Earth in its own way can rebel sometimes because it wants to move too. And it's all about going into the inner journey, the internal, and releasing energy right now. And it's about moving from drama and moving to truth and expression of truth. You know, drama, in a way, is expressing yourself, but it's not expressing it in a positive way. I'm not talking about movies and theater and that sort of thing. I'm talking about people that play games and use little tactics to manipulate people. And I'm just getting the message that I should step away and let people come into their own power. And it's important not to resist, to live in a high love frequency. And this is where we must go. And there'll be no trauma if we do not resist. You know, it's like if you rush against the tidal wave, you're going to get knocked over. But if you ride the energy and you're on the top of the wave, you're going to feel the power and you're going to come into your power. So with no resistance, there's balance. Because, you know, the things that are unfolding are happening because of the divine energy shifting too. And, you know, I hear about so many people trying to, I'm going to balance this and do that. But it's not about the balance. Balancing energy is okay, but it's like they're trying to go against the energy and change things. It's important not to do that. When you have, say, 4 billion people trying to do it, it might not be a pretty sight, okay? It's important just to let the energy flow and to come into your own power, but speak your truth, too. I'm seeing more telepathy in dreams and visions within people, and humanity are coming into the deeper magic. I was getting a message about the third phase, and I've also been getting numbers, there's been a change in numbers. I was getting 64 three times, then I was getting 34 and 54. So I was seeing things happening. No, it's not about, it's being who you are, not trying to pretend to be something you are not. That's the trickster energy. And to hide themselves, they would, you know, use people and take their energy just to do that. Things appear to be a certain way, but they're really in reality or in truth. They could be totally different. So, you know, it's important that we tap into our own energy, keep that energy flowing, connect to Source or God or whatever you want to call that energy, creative energy. I kept seeing this past week multiple portals closing and the energy getting reconfigured. But this is all done within the divine energy. These eclipses that are coming, they're going to reveal secrets, things that are important. You know, sometimes energy that tries to hide is trying to find out the secrets. But without any secrets, things are just totally open. But if you connect to knowing, you can find out. But, you know, it's just about, this energy wanting to get secrets from people. But, it's important to focus on that energy of coming into your own truth, connecting to the oneness, opening up to other people. You know, we're all here to help each other. So this energy, that trickster energy that was trying to drain energy and was piggybacking it into another cosmos is actually starting to close. And the balance of the black light energy is still going on. We're still flowing into that galactic core energy, the protons and tachyons, and the light we're absorbing is shifting us. But these things happen because of really what's going on within humanity. It's like the center of the universe, Earth, that creation. You know, people who make excuses for their behavior when they cannot take responsibility. And, I hear people blame Source. It's really their own doing. And they may ask to forgive, but it's all about forgiving yourself, self-forgiveness, and the window to truth through your... You know, people create their own hell. I was watching the show the other day, and this guy had done all these really rotten things. He may have done it in passion or whatever. He wasn't balancing his emotions. And he created all these scenarios that caused things to happen that weren't so great. But what it did to him, this energy kind of backfired, and it actually caused him to shift into his own hell. And he was reappearing and disappearing in 3D reality and going somewhere else. But he didn't realize that he was creating that for himself. And then finally, at the end, he just went there because he couldn't deal with that truth. So it's important that, or he couldn't even go there. It's important right now that we deal with a lot of this karmic energy. We deal with, you know, secrets and things that we've suppressed. And when we go into heart and we open up our upper heart and we connect to source and go into knowing and we live in the moment, everything is released. You know, I try to tell people that. They go, oh, I got this pain and that. I said, well, if you live in the moment, you'll find it's released. I also was getting something about kind of like an insect kind of energy, the centipede, and it has to do with kind of taking energy too, but also, you know, this energy that we're coming into now with the fire signs and the water signs balancing each other and the ascension expansion of energy. You know, there's going to be no combustion if people balance that energy. You know, if not, then, you know, there could be like a massive revolution. And but, you know, I'm not seeing that. So things, we're on a time, well, you know, people are still seeing things in timeline in 3D, but we're at that point where energy is shifting. It's important that you take in enough protein. I'm not talking about animal protein. I'm talking about, you know, nuts, vegetables, fruit, you know, and balance your, but, you know, eat enough, drink enough, and take in enough salt because the fluids are shifting from the blood into the, I keep wanting to say cerebral spinal fluid, but, you know, it is that, but into the ventricles within the brain. So there's something going on, there's shifting energy in the brain, and I talked a little bit about that last week to do with the hippocampus shift. I would suggest to people to take in something like apple cider vinegar, and to, you know, a lot of people think they have to take a lot of alkaline food. It's all about balance, though, taking enough foods in that balance that. I was getting stuff about seeing things about a weapon freezing people. Person was already had that centipede energy that was causing them to their blood almost to burst and almost take fire, but it was being balanced by that. I was also getting information about collagen production and trauma and triggers healing scars and stuff about collagen. And then that clairvoyant energy, it's to do with 3D energy because it's like a piggyback onto the original energy. But when you go into knowing and you understand and you connect to source, then that energy shifts. So there's a lot of shifts going on with expansion of energy. I was seeing things about cellular osmosis and salt going from the blood into the cellular levels, but I'm not talking about, you know, just sodium. I'm talking about a lot of different types of salts and things that are shifting. And something to do with the blood and the skin thickness and energy of, you know, I was seeing this energy of super gods, super soldiers, the ancient ones trying to come back, but those gateways are closing, so this was kind of their last hurrah, so they can't come back. And I was seeing that those numbers, 64, 34, and 54, but I was seeing in numbers of threes. And I know that the original energy, and a lot of people think 666 is toxic energy, but it's like the piggyback of the original energy, of source energy. So I was seeing things in threes, but I was seeing them in pairs of threes, these numbers. And I know that it was the source energy closing these gateways. And so I've never seen this before, so it was pretty interesting. But I had a good feeling about it. And I was seeing that, you know, these trickster energy was trying to deal you something before this was happening. Anyway, that the task is to come into our truth, balance ourselves, live in love, and, you know, these tricksters live in false promises. When we speak our truth, we don't live in false promises. And this explosion that I was feeling, that's not balanced energy. And it has to do with fooling, you know, diversion. Sometimes it's a tactic to get you off of something else. And it's distortion to the original white magic. This spring equinox, the fire within it, is a great awakening time. You know, this March 31st was a great awakening and opening of energy. I was hearing that source energy along, well, when it was, you know, the original energy, sacrifice was a gift. And it came distorted in this 3D reality, and it was like sacrifice is something you have to give up. But the meaning got distorted, and I was seeing a failure in the system, and it got, it fell, this distortion fell, and it was rebooted and changed. You know, I had some people telling me they were seeing bugs in their places, and I was seeing bugs in snow. It was just about, you know, this energy trying to, you know, reverse itself, but it wasn't doing it. But we were able to see it. The divine infinite's power, the feminine creative energy, and I've been talking about it. You know, it is here. It's always been here. It's just been suppressed by this kind of artificial energy. The override to stop. By ancient ones, I don't mean the very first beings created. I mean this type of energy that was maybe, I don't want to use the words black ones, but it had to do with black light energy. They didn't like the fact that this energy was being balanced, and they were trying to undo it, but it didn't work. I was talking about, I think that on the 18th of this month, there's going to be like, I was seeing like a triangle energy, you know, this energy beyond pi, this eternal energy. And, you know, it's in mathematics, they can't express eternity, you know, in a way, but it's represented by physical form. And I think I talked about that a couple weeks ago. Anyway, some really interesting things are going on. You know, I had a dream, and I was seeing this person that was, he was putting mud on his body, and it was making it all lumpy, and was putting like a mask on his face in the stream, and he was trying to misrepresent himself, and he looked disfigured with this mud on his body. And I saw this as this kind of trickster energy trying to make this last hurrah. This is off on a different topic now. And I was seeing hidden information made revealed. This is connecting to source and truth being revealed. And it's an expression or form of the energy that was suppressed, the feminine creative energy. And last week I was talking about how the hippocampus is shifting. And this is where memories are stored. But, you know, that might be more what's happening. When we, you know, they go from short-term to long-term memory. When you connect to source and you live in the moment, your memories don't have to be stored. You just connect to source and things come to you. I was out the other day, and this my son was at the bookstore, and I was with him. And I was saying to the person that owned the bookstore, you know, I don't read a lot anymore because the information, well, I didn't tell him that the information I know comes to me. And, you know, I'm not saying I don't read at all because I do read, but it's just a different way of expressing that's different because in fifth dimensional consciousness, there's more living in the now. You know, just because we're in a kind of bridging time, the rainbow bridge, we're living in two realities. We're straddling two realities, so it still continues. I was getting a lot of information, too, and I talked about it last week about mothers being taken and babies being taken. You know, this energy, the feminine energy and the child energy was suppressed. I was getting information, too, about atrophy of this creative feminine energy within humanity. But, you know, with activity and connection to source, it will be reactivated. There's something to do with the collagen production and plastic that I want to talk about, too. Like I said, I was kept getting all these numbers with, you know, 6-4, 3-4, 5-4, 2-2-4. It has to do with gateways closing, but it also has to do with the energy that was suppressing this feminine energy and the child, but it also has to do with that trickster energy too. So there's a lot going on. And the DNA, you know, things shifting within the DNA. I talked a little bit about that last week. I got that there was some rejection in this distorted masculine energy, and they, because of it, it wanted to mimic the divine feminine energy. And, you know, scientists and different things sometimes try to mess with creative energy. And if we just exist in the moment, in the flow, this energy unfolds the way it should. And anyway, I saw this show where this guy thought that people have rejected him. And he thought, you know, there's shows on television, too, where, you know, they're donating, you know, sperm and that sort of thing to banks, and they're having all these kids. And it's just, like, ridiculous, like 300-plus kids all over the place. And that energy has to do, it's just a representation of what's going on. Has to do with, you know, feeling insecure and feeling powerless and wanting to put it out in as many ways as they can. This is about not about the end of ego with the energy in fifth dimensional consciousness. It's about going beyond the ego. When you release a child, it somehow tames the ego. And the divine infinite energy, the child taken care of, the child, when you release your feminine energy, the child within you is automatically taken care of. And, you know, the child remains intact. So, you know, I was getting all this information for quite a few weeks now about missing kids or mothers losing their children or giving up their children. But in every one of the shows, things get rectified and the mother comes back or the father comes back and is trying to deal with this. I was getting stuff, too, about addictive energy. And I'm getting so many friends and people that I know that have been addicted to healing that energy within themselves. I kept hearing that song, Get Back to Where You Once Belong, JoJo, you know, that Beatles song. It's getting back to the original energy. Last year I was talking about how I woke up and I was hearing and seeing this name, and that somebody actually on Facebook sent me a letter and gave me this name. Well, anyway, this beginning of this week, I was seeing the scarf that I own, and you know, I was thinking to myself, okay, I didn't take it out of my room, but it was going, it wasn't here, And, you know, I was, you know, trying to think about what that would mean. But I think it's like the trickster energy takes things or tries to figures that if it takes the energy, then it'll be able to do it itself. Anyway, I went outside, and then the scarf was at the side of my house. But the funny thing was I never wore this scarf at all this year. So it was me telling myself that, you know, about this kind of trickster, jealous kind of energy. And it has to do with the ego and, you know, a lot of other things. You know, people have been living in ego if they say, well, I see things others do not or cannot see. We all are capable of doing that. It's going beyond being clairvoyant. You know, this Pisces Virgo full moon that we just went through, you know, the balance of the water and the earth, an intense great healing happened. And then the Aries fire new moon where the new energies being ignited that happened March 31st. It's totally different energy. It's balancing energy. It's, you know, the ground water trine, all the energy that's happening this month. It's about going beyond the hyperness of wanting. It's about, you know, this activates the adrenals and causes energy to be all over the place and wrecks everything in the body. It's about creating balance within the body, within the hormones, within everything. You know, using the child, this trickster uses the child against, you know, I was seeing that a lot too. You know, a child being taken away from the parent and used to manipulate people, like in kidnapping and stuff like that, or the child energy using, you know, because people want to continue to have that immortal part of themselves, but we're really, our souls are immortal, you know, wanting kids and using that against people. Like I said, the hidden energies being made revealed. So I, you know, I want to talk a little bit about collagen and some DNA and to do with electromagnetic fields. You know, that energy that has to do with the trickster energy. Let me just see. Let me go to the chat room and see if anybody has any questions. Doesn't look like it yet. You know, if you do have any questions, the number here is 646-200-4169. And, you know, this will be put in the archive. So, you know, if I go a little bit over time, then that'll be recorded. Anyway, it's just about reloading the program and rebooting the program, closing some things. Maybe I'll start off by talking about the shift in the magnetic field. I think if you had been listening to the shows, I talked about how there's been a shift in, you know, my computer's going funny on me again, shifting, just like everything else. I was talking about how in January, the magnetic north had already shifted, like a little while before that, but then the southern magnetic field shifted and it kind of met halfway. So it did something that it normally hasn't done before on the sun, but there's something going on with the magnetic fields. It says here in this article, it's on www.huffingtonpost.co.uk 2014-01-20 magnetic shift north, and what they talk a little bit about it in this article. It says the shift in the poles means magnetic north now east of grid north for first time in 220 years. So the magnetic north has moved from the west of the grid north to the east for the first time in 200 years, causing a massive reworking of the Ordnance Survey's map. Well, this winter, you know that the poles refroze. There was a massive melting because of the solar flares and the other different things and shifts and all that. But, you know, while it's usually thought to be external constant, Earth poles are constantly shifting. This is, we are constantly shifting energetically. And our magnetic energy shifting, and, you know, it has to do with magnetic shifts and stuff like that. You know, the birds have been confused because some of the magnetic energy was shifting kind of weird, and a few birds actually flew north ahead of time, so there was some type of confusion going on. It says here the magnetic north actually points in different directions in different places due to variances in magnetic force. Map makers, or rather map users, have to constantly adjust their work to account for the difference. You know, that might account for some things have gone missing because, you know, that wasn't done accurately, you know. I'm talking about planes and that, navigation and that sort of thing. But it says here there's some constants, even putting aside true north, which is the directional to the geographic North Pole. For while its position has changed, magnetic north has been west of the grid north by a few degrees for more than two centuries. So, you know, it's never constant, but it has been that way for two centuries. And it says, in fact, it's been true ever since the Ordnance Survey was founded in 1791. But now the Ordnance Survey has announced that these poles are changing. The change is slowly crossing the country, but for now can only be appreciated in our custom-made maps with the Center for the West of Penzance, it said in a blog post. But I know for a while there it even went haywire and was zigzagging across, you know, North America and went down, I think briefly to Florida, and it got a lot of, so people weren't flying. And this is a while back, a couple years back, but then it actually even went up down to Ohio. So it was moving all over the place. And I think that's when the Kundalini energy was going haywire. And the Kundalini energy moved from Peru to Cold Lake, Alberta, to Swift Current, Saskatchewan, and then moved back again. So not to Peru, but back to Alberta. So a lot's been going on. It says, place your compass on the map. Make sure the direction of the travel arrow is pointing in the direction of route across the map. The easiest way to line the arrow is to place the side of the base so it crosses your starting point in the next destination of your journey. Anyway, it tells you how to do it, how to. But basically what they're saying here is there's been a shift in the magnetic north, which, you know, it's, for the last 200 years has been kind of in a certain spot, but now it's that is even shifting. So there's something big going on, you know, since the beginning of January on Earth too. I know you haven't heard it anywhere, and I went looking for that information because I was getting information about it. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about Meg. Oh, there it went crazy again. Oh, why is it doing? come on, stay there. Okay. Magnetoception. I'm going to read the definition of that. It's been demonstrated in vertebrates, including birds, turtles, sharks, and the Earth's magnetic field. It is only 0.5 Gauss, but it is also difficult to conceive of. A conductor moves through a magnetic field. Electric potential is generated, tend to align their body axis in the geomagnetic north-south direction. So, you know, this is aligned in creatures, but if it's shifting within the true magnetic north and true magnetic south, it's going to affect, you know, these animals. And the homing pigeon won't be able to be homing anymore, or just, you know, doves. So this magnetoception and magnetoreception is a sense which allows an organism to detect a magnetic field to perceive direction, altitude, or location. This sense has been proposed to explain animal navigation and vertebrates and insects, and as a method of animals to develop regional maps. Now, I'm saying, you know, also too, that this energy is kind of going all over the place, but that may explain why all these bugs are going haywire lately and people have been seeing them. For the purpose of navigation, magnetoception deals with the detection of the Earth's magnetic field. So, you know, whatever happens, you know, in the magnetic field within the Earth is what happens within creatures on a microcosm, you know, the macrocosm into the microcosm. And it's even been observed in bacteria, invertebrates as fruit flies, lobsters, honeybees. It has been demonstrated in vertebrates, including birds, turtle, sharks, and stingrays. And magnetoception in humans is controversial. But, you know, we have iron in our blood, so it would stand to reason when our electromagnetic field, when the electromagnetic field of the Earth is moving in and out and collapsing and doing all sorts of weird things, it's going to affect everything around, right? Anyway, so it goes on to say, this is Wikipedia definition, an unequivocal demonstration, the use of magnetic fields for orientation within an organism has been in a class of bacteria called magnetotactic bacteria. These bacteria demonstrate a behavioral phenomena known as magnetotaxis, in which the bacteria orientates itself and migrates in a direction along the Earth's magnetic field lines. But you know what I was seeing a while back? You know how the water, they say in one area of the world in the north, water flows one way and in the south it flows the other way, but I was seeing it kind of pulse. It was flowing one way and then it was flowing the other. So it had to do with the shifting of this magnetic field. You know, the particles of magnetite or iron sulfate enclosed within the bacterial cells. And each bacterial cell especially acts as a magnetic dipole. You know, we talk about duality and bipolar and dipole. You know, they form in chains where the moments of each magnetic align in parallel, giving the bacteria its permanent magnetic characteristics. These chains are formed symmetrically to preserve the crystalline structure of the cells. These bacteria are said to have permanent magnetic sensitivity. And for animals, the mechanism for magnetoception is unknown. But there exist two main hypotheses to explain. According to one model, cytochrome, when exposed to blue light, becomes activated to form a pair of two radicals, molecules with this a single unpaired electron, where the spins of the two unpaired electrons are correlated. So, you know, the pulse becomes, you know, goes from one to the other. The surrounding magnetic fields affect the kind of correlation, parallel or anti-parallel, thus in turn affects the length of time cytochrome stays in its activated state. You know, if you want to read more about this, they go in to explain, you know, in homing pigeons and how, you know, these parts of the brain or within the animal correlates with the electromagnetic field of the Earth. And when the Earth shifts, you know, when we go through that equinox in the spring, it has something to do with the shifting energy, and animals, you know, migrate and do all sorts of things when these energy shifts. So it's all interrelated, but there has to do with, you know, the shifts in energy and being changed that it causes confusion. I also wanted to talk, let me just see if I can find this now. Anyway, maybe I'll go and see if I can ask anybody some questions. Yeah. And see in the chat room, nobody seems to be curious. The number again here, 646-200-4169. You know, this mud that I was seeing in this trickster in this dream was trying to conceal something. And, you know, this mud, to me, was trying to conceal something because it didn't have understanding. But also mud in a way is represents spiritual healing. So the energy of this being was being masked, and human spirituality is stepping up. You know, last night I was going to take my dog for a walk, and I kind of opened the door to see what was going on at night because it was a little bit late. And this is, you know, when I'm away from home, of course. I'm, you know, taking my friend's dog for a walk, my girlfriend's dog for a walk. I looked outside, and there was a rabbit standing on the step looking at me. And I'm like, it's a good thing I went out there because, you know, the dog might have attacked it. But I was seeing, you know, when I see rabbits, it means that there's a great spiritual leap happening. So it makes sense that I was, you know, seeing that. And then when I went out, I saw another couple rabbits. So, you know, the rabbits are trying to get out now that snow is melting to, you know, eat and do things. And anyway, so that was pretty interesting. I was seeing that as an overlay, these getting back to that golem-like energy. A golem is pure mud. This being was going somewhere and was trying to conceal themselves to make themselves look different or better or whatever. I was seeing the word automation. And automation is a layering, an overlap to the original creation. So it's not the perfection of the original energy. It's distorted. So this energy here in 3D is not balanced. So it's, you know, a little bit stagnant. It's more stagnant than fifth dimensional energy. It's not flowing. I was getting that this energy, this trickster energy, was trying to create the creative energy, but not getting it quite right. And it was taking away from the original energy. And so when we deal with trauma from our past and we don't focus on the pain and we release it and we live in the moment, this creative energy is able to step forth and we connect to source. And we take ourselves away from this destructive piggyback kind of energy, trickster energy that makes us see things in a distorted way. So a mask in a dream or in a vision is wanting to have others to see you in another way. But it wasn't me. It was in a vision, and it was, you know, this person was trying to make the energy look like it was energy from around, you know, the original energy. It was trying to make itself. But then this energy also went behind me and was trying to hide and was trying to fit in, but it wasn't able to. You know, I was totally aware of it. So I want to talk about mimicking energy. And I have to find this, what I... maybe I'll go to the chat room first and... let me just see. Put this post, that the article that I was reading from, the Huffington Post about the magnetic north shifting. I'll do that first because I wanted to do that. And let me see. What happened was, you know, people have been using microwaves and cooking things in plastic, and the plastic is mimicking or going into the body and mimicking things, and it's like a trickster. It's hitching into the body, and people have been losing their hair, and it's masking as estrogen, or it's trying to mimic the feminine energy. You know, I'm just noticing things like this. So, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about. So it's important that you be aware of this. So what do we do? You know, what do we do to change how we see things around us? You know, if you're, you know, when you live in truth, you see beyond what is in this reality, okay? But some people have been, using. No, I'm nodding. Okay, let me just see. I'm just trying to find that. It's really weird that that disappeared now. The trickster doesn't want me to see that, to read that information. But I will read it anyway. I've got another 10 minutes till the hour, and I've got another half an hour after to talk about it. So let me just see here. Never stopped me before. I just got to find it. Oh, here it is. Here, I found it. Just checking other things I had here. Okay. Now that is really strange. I could try this one more thing. Now it's not letting me do it. Okay. Well, there's something else that I plugged it in. Okay, there's this article, and it's a patent, actually. It's on www.google.stpatents, US 201-202-20691. And I found this just per chance, just before the show. And it's a process for synthesis of methylcrylate derived type 1 collagen and derivatives thereof. And, you know, I will, first of all, put this on the chat in case anybody wants to follow along with it. And hopefully it stays there. Here we go. It's talking about methods for synthesizing a methylcrylate-derived type 1 collagen in which methacrylic acid is reacted with a carbolytic acid-activating reagent in the presence of carbobotamide to form a methylcrylate acid with activated carbolytic acid group, which is then reacted with free amino acids on type 1 collagen to form a collagen methylcrylamide. Basically, this is what I'm saying, is that they're trying to create a new type of collagen, okay? So what I was seeing in this dream, this trickster energy is trying to recreate what the original energy did, but on their own. And this is showing somebody actually trying to do this. Okay, it says methylcrylate derivatized collagen, cross-linked collagens formed therefrom, and products containing the cross-linked collagen are also disclosed. And the background of the invention, they go in to talk about the background of the invention, and they talk about collagen, how it occurs in animals, in the flesh and connective tissues of mammals, and is the main component of connective tissue and is the most abundant protein in mammals, making up to 25 to 35% of the whole body protein content. Well, you know, like I talked about on the other show about 2.5 months ago, that collagen is shifting within the body, and it's, you know, anyway, you can go back and listen to that because I don't have time to do that. It talks about collagen in the form of elongated fibrils is mostly found in fibrous tissue as tendons, ligaments, skin, and in the cornea, cartilage, bone, blood vessels, the gut, and the vertebral disc. So it's in a lot of different things. And it's the major collagen of bone and tendon, but it's also in the lungs, the skin, the dentin, heart valves. So, you know, when you're taking, but basically I'm saying, people that are microwaving food or drinking out of, you know, beer or pop out of these metal containers that are lined with plastic, they've been heated up and pasteurized and bottled. And so this plastic is going into these things. But, it, you know, this collagen's also in, you know, the liver, it's in the heart valves. So, you know, people are having parts of their bodies affected by taking this in. And, you know, it's also essential for the strength of bone. So if that isn't working properly in your body, you're going to have problems with bone strength, okay? It's not how much, you know, calcium you have in your bones. It's how everything fits together and how everything is working. They go on to say here, polyethylene glycol has been used in medical implants and pharmaceuticals in the formation for decades. So they've been using plastic in implants, you know, and they also been using plastic in breast implants and other different things. But it does affect the body and can affect other parts of your body and cause, you know, collagen synthesis and different things to be affected. And, you know, the hormonal system and the, you know, the endocrine glands and everything, and even the brain, you know, where everything, all the messages come from to be. Anyway, it talks about this polyethylene glycol, and, you know, they say they've been used synthetic hydrogel matrices in encapsulated cells could be grown. So basically, it's sort of like a hydrogel is created around the plastic, so it's not rejected, I guess, by the body. But it mimics collagen because collagen is a form of hydrogel. So it says they're attractive materials for use as tissue engineering scaffolds, particularly those made from materials that can be polymerized in aqueous environment that have potential to be injected into a defect or a wound and then polymerized to provide a stable matrix for cellular growth, remodeling, and regeneration in functional tissues. So, you know, it goes on to talk about, you know, natural hydrogels from proteins such as collagen are both cytocompatible and highly biofunctional, but have somewhat constrained material properties and inherent ability in composition to biological origin, making them more difficult to work with from an engineering standpoint. So basically, from what I gather from this, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, is that they're trying to control more, and instead of using collagen, they're trying to synthesize something that they can control more. And as we know, and what we've seen in studies and different things that I have seen, and maybe you have too, is that, you know, collagen is part of what we have in our body. And if they're mucking around with all this stuff, plastic affects and can cause death and cancer. And when it's heated, it becomes even more unstable. You know, so it's important that I'm just telling people, you know, there's shifting and there's DNA changes going on. I talked last week about the extra DNA that's been activated. It's important that you keep away from microwaving things or things in plastic. You know, I see people putting food in plastic containers and fridges. It's important that you don't do that or wrap things up in plastic. You know, what do they do in the old days? They wrap things up, you know, in paper and stuff like that. This energy that I'm seeing, you know, like mimicking energy or covering something up, you know, even they were talking about these little bits of plastic or nanites or whatever, you know, they're using, and they're covering it up with something to make it look like it's collagen. Like, and I was seeing in this vision about this thing. It wasn't a golem because it wasn't made of pure clay, but it was covering itself so it tried to fit in or tried to look like everything else, but it's really doesn't belong. You know how on Sesame Street they said, which one doesn't belong? But, you know, if you cover something up and, you know, even this plastic in our body, they mimic, you know, estrogen or whatever. They're trying to mimic the feminine energy. They cause distortion. You know, whatever happens in the macrocosm happens in the microcosm. So whatever happens within us is being reflected around us. You know, when you hear about the tales of the golem, it's a beast that was activated to create revenge, okay, and to do things that aren't good. And, you know, in the name of something, but it was created with magic that's not white light. it's distorted. So it's always going to, it's never good to mess around with stuff like that. But you know what? People right now are figure they can go and try to do all this stuff. But really, the original energy, the way our bodies heal, things happen within us, and they happen miraculously. And when we live in the moment and we get rid of the pain body and release energy and we expand our energy, I've actually, you know, seen where I cut myself and then I looked down and said, you know, that's not there, and it's disappeared. So we have this ability to regenerate, but because of this overlapped, distorted energy, you know, it's and it still, to some degree, is there. But it's important that we see beyond this energy, okay? And that's why I talked about it. You know, it's not so important that we have focus on change. We just put our needs out to the universe and release them with love, and they flow back to us. It's not about, you know, and you know, you may have to make some effort because we still live in 3D consciousness, but it's not meant to be manipulated energy or used against other people for self-centered means or ego means. When you live in fifth dimensional consciousness, you live beyond that, okay? So the world, like I was saying last week, is, you know, half the people on the planet are shifting into fifth dimensional consciousness right now. Doesn't mean they're in it right now, but it's underway. So, you know, people wonder, like, why is this happening? It, you know, it's, the energy's always been there, but the distortion is being unveiled or taken away, okay? So, you know, I didn't finish that vision, but, you know, whatever is under that energy and melts away is really what the truth will be revealed for that energy. You know, they talk about 2012 and December 21st and the galactic core and the alignment and the photons and, you know, different things hitting us and being near a black hole, which has this pulse and is the pulse of creation and source energy. You know, people have been expressing things like that. So there's been this 26 cycle, 1,000-year cycle, where, you know, halfway it's been ascension and then descension, and there's these cycles of ascension and descension. Well, we're going through a cycle of ascension right now into the golden age, and some people call it the age of Aquarius. We're heading that way. It goes beyond that, because these cycles happen because the true creative feminine divine energy balance with the masculine energy has been in this realm distorted, okay? So there's been balance back and forth trying to balance, but when the two of them become balanced together, we just exist at that point beyond time and space and into, eternal time. So, you know, they say that we're going to be in this proton belt of energy for 2,000 years. Whatever amount of time, you know, because when you're living in fifth dimensional consciousness, things can happen very, very quickly, right? We can shift this consciousness, because so many people are going into fifth dimensional consciousness, we can shift this reality and create the original heaven that this earth is. It is heaven. So it's all about harmony. It's all about balance. It's all about working together in peace. It's about understanding that you're more than just separate, and the ego, that we're all connected, and this energy is, you know, what source energy is. We're all part of that pulse, that energy. You know, people talk about going to the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension, and the fourth dimension is like a filter, and it's where the heart opens up and reveals itself. What matters is living in the moment, living in love, living in higher frequency, and, you know, living in that cosmic love consciousness and being your multidimensional true self and speaking your truth. You know, we are multidimensional beings. We have multidimensional experiences. Some people may remember them, other people may not. It's all about living in trust and love and surrendering, you know, to that connection to Source. And like I said, you know, it's not about, you know, forcing things. It's just about not forcing things, just flowing with that energy. So how do you do this? And it's about making the decision to do it, okay? And wanting to live in joy and lightness and love and wonder. It's not about rejecting people, but it's also, you know, you can have love that expresses truth and letting people know that you're not going to let them abuse you, you know? I talked about seeing an upgrade, and you can compare it to software and DNA revamping or whatever you want to call it. Just see yourself as being your true authentic self and taking in light and keeping the frequency up. You know, some people may want to meditate, and I'm saying stay in your body because this process is happening, you know, within the body. And, you know, some people may want to go exercise or go on a vegetarian diet because, it, you know, they may not be able to, at a higher frequency, take in certain animal proteins and stuff like that. It's about getting enough rest. It's about, you know, some people may not need a lot of rest. As you're existing in fifth dimensional consciousness, you don't need as much sleep. Your wake time and dream time are intermingled. The creative mind opens up. You know, I was talking last week about the hippocampus and how, you know, it has memory, but it also has that creative feminine energy memory. And, you know, the creative abilities are contained there. So see yourself, if you want, as opening yourself up, you know, scraping that extra crap off yourself or whatever you have within yourself and releasing it all. And you'll soon find, as you exist in the moment, see beauty around you and exist in love, you'll have deeper inner peace and thoughts. You know, a while back, this one person wrote me on Facebook saying that they all of a sudden wanted to let go of everything in their life. They had tons of junk, and they just let it go. You know, you don't have to do that, but it's just existing in the moment and not focusing on the past or the future and worrying about, you know, things like money and not having any love in your life, because, you know, you have that love in connection to Source in the moment, and then you'll attract people around you that will do that too. You know, when you live in fifth dimensional consciousness, you don't live in fear. You release karmic energy, and they come up to be processed and released. If you get angry, you know, it's balanced anger, and you have control. So, and it's just about relaxing and letting go and feeling that inner trust with yourself and with Source, and letting go of old patterns. You know, you may want to write things down and start seeing patterns. Well, you know, I get messages, but I get them in TV shows. I get them in numbers. And, you know, it may be messages that I'm repeating a certain pattern. And, you know, because I am in fifth dimensional consciousness, I have perception of it. And I see from that inner circle, from the middle of the circle, I can have that more perception around me, so I can see that. So when you're in fifth dimensional consciousness, you'll feel very light. And you'll take in light, and you'll feel the flow of life. you know, the pulse of life. You'll actually feel the pulse of love and feel it around you in nature. You know, that's why I always suggest to people to go out in nature and feel that. And you'll feel the wonder and excitement about your life. And opportunities will come to you. This is true living in fifth dimensional consciousness. So it's all about seeing your true self, being your true self, accepting yourself as you are, and forgiving yourself for anything. You know, when you live in the moment after that, you exist in that moment. And you're just who you are. You're, you know, spiritual, you're a physical being, you have your power, and you're connected to Source. It's all amazing. You know, I've been gradually removing layers of clothing, and I just came to realize that, you know, I'm revealing more of myself. I'm just sharing that because I think it's funny. But in a way, it's truth, okay? You know, maybe some people came here to learn lessons. You know, they came here to be here because of the ascension. It's important that, you know, you learn those lessons. We've gone back in those Mercury retrograde periods before Uranus-Pluto squares that allow us to learn those lessons and to let them go. It's time now to drop that negativity, that powerlessness, feelings of incompetency, and, you know, not having expanded consciousness. It's all about losing baggage. You know, I hear a lot of people talking, and they think they're in higher consciousness. And, you know, and to some degree, they want to be, but they're not allowing themselves to be. And it's all about having trust within yourself and just letting go. And, you know, I was talking about hippocampus and memory. You know, it releases memory into the body's cells, you know, cellular memory. It can even go on in families for eons. When you go into higher frequency, it sort of jostles it, and when you live in the moment, it releases it. So you look back and you probably say, you know, if you want to have that memory, you look back and say, why did I even hold on to that? Like, why was I doing that? Well, it doesn't really make sense. It's like a cover, you know, like that being in my vision that had all these layers of mud, you know, like they didn't want to deal with what they had inside. You know, it's important to go within, go into the deeper core of your being. This is what we've been doing over the last 2 years. And as we do it, we're expanding energy. We're opening up our hearts. We're living in the moment. You know, it's fascinating. Humanity is really shifting. They're starting to see things and say, hey, you know, why are we letting these people destroy the planet? You know, how can we change these things? You know, I tell people that if you make the concerted effort to release your karma, you can release it instantly. And I don't think people believe that you can do that, but you can. I've done it. So, you know, I made the choice now, because I've had people on Facebook and people calling me. They keep repeating the same pattern over and over again. Well, if they haven't learned from me or they haven't chosen to learn from me, then it's time for me, you know, like I'm not helping them. It's time for me to step aside and let their inner guidance and that part of them, that energy flow within them. You know, when you get the message from yourself, it's more important anyway. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me, you know. I think it's more important if you learn something on your own. I'm just here to be a guide. I'm just like a map maker. You know, now they're having to remake maps because of this electromagnetic field. Well, I may, you know, I am remaking my way as a map maker too. I am just a stop. So, you know, we're shifting in the moment. Things are changing. So in fifth dimensional consciousness, everything is beautiful, and you focus on the beauty around you. And your senses pick up this beauty, but you also go beyond three-dimensional senses. It goes beyond, you know, those five senses. It goes way beyond that, omnisensory. You know, everything will look brighter. You'll see more light on things. You know, I went golfing, I think it was about 3 years ago, and everything that was white looked more white. And I could see sparkles on everything. Even my skin had, you know, little rainbows on them. And you see more colors. I do healing in different colors. I see colors that don't exist for people in 3D. It's pretty amazing. You know, I had my eyesight tested getting close to 40 years ago, that they said I was really color acute. Well, I do carry that indigo energy, and beyond that, I have a lot of, pink and gold and platinum and maroony kind of burgundy energy too, and all different colors. Everything around you will just seem so much more colorful. Apparently, they said 300 years ago, humanity didn't have the capacity to see beyond a certain color spectrum, like violet. They couldn't see violet. I have a lot of violet around me. That's the color I was trying to get to. Ultraviolet. When you have that love within you, the colors are more beautiful. Everything. You look at the sky. Like, I always look at the sky and go, wow, look at that color. You know, I never get tired of the beauty around me and the joy and the gratitude I have with feeling, you know, like I see heaven around me all the time. And, you know, it may bring tears to your eyes of joy. And, you know, the pulse of the earth. One day I was out exercising with these ladies at 5 in the morning. I was at this conference in Niagara Falls. Anyway, all of a sudden I got really, really excited because I could feel the pulse of the earth shifting, you know, this pulse. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what beauty. And, you know, one week I was talking about the sound of silence even. There's beauty in silence. Anyway, the high frequency love vibration is amazing too. And, you know, you don't have to take drugs to feel this is what I'm saying. I've never taken drugs. And I rarely drink alcohol at all. Actually, I haven't had any alcohol for like close to a year. Anyway, it's about wonderment, being that child again, enjoying life, being that love. And, you know, you'll key into source and things, information will come to you that you need to know in that moment. And you'll manifest things that you need around you. You know, as we shift our energy, it will become more and more like that. And there's flow in life. Things happen for a reason. You know, it seems like time and space speed up too. You know, like things happen in a second. You know, what would have happened before would have taken weeks, but now, you know, you'll say, oh, I feel like some chocolate, and then the door bangs and I go to the door and it's a postman delivering a gift and it has chocolate in it. You know, stuff like that. Me thinking about my scarf the other day and wondering where it was and feeling like this trickster energy somehow took it, because I have things disappear and reappear, and I've talked about it on shows too. And then I go out to my house, on the masculine side of my house, I find the scarf, and guess what color it is? Violet. So, you know, it's pretty amazing. You know, I talk about seeing numbers in pairs and in threes and seeing them happen simultaneously. I've actually, this number will pop into my head, or I'll see this number somewhere, and then I'll come in and the clock has the same number at the same time. So to me, that explains to me that there's some type of gateway between two realities shifting. It could be a lot of different things depending on what you're seeing around you. But these things, you're more perceptive to them, and angelic messages coming to you. So these synchronicities that happen every day around us and are amazing. You will pick up on them right away. And, you know, I will walk into my house and I'll say to myself, oh, I was thinking about somebody. And then all of a sudden the phone rings and they'll be there. So it's in a way it's like manifesting, but in a way it's like picking up the oneness and connection with things around us. You know, people sometimes start seeing portals of energy. I see vortex energy. I live right near a huge vortex. You know, I see things and beings trudging across my kitchen. Sometimes they hear paper rattling. I've told them, you know, like, behave yourself and don't be doing that. But, you know, you start seeing things, like people start seeing UFOs or things like that, because they're in other dimensions, but they're in higher frequency. So you know, when you go into higher frequency, you will see those things too, okay? And your key into information will come to you. You may go to Akashic Records, or you may key into the Divine Infinite's records. You may be able to see those different things. But usually higher oracles and that sort of thing pick up on those things. You may find divine guidance. You know, it was funny, the other day I wanted to buy, you know, washer and dryer, but I allow myself to go with the flow and know, in knowing, like I was talking about that opening that we have, and when it gets activated, it's sort of between the bridge of the nose and where the upper lip is. There's this, like, and you can key in into the, this energy and know when things unfold. And when I do this, like something would take 2 weeks to happen, can happen in minutes. But I went with my son to a department store, and everything happened that I was able to purchase these things without having to pay interest on them. You know, it was just really amazing. And I even got extra stuff to go with it for nothing. So I gather I saved about $1,300 on this whole thing. But it was because, you know, I choose to wait to go into the flow of things and see when it's the best time and the most opportune time. These things will open up for you, and you'll see, you know, even when jobs, when to go for things, and accessing, you know, your true multidimensional body. You know, we see time and space around us, and we go into, you know, past and present and the pain body and all this, and even ego is because of time and space. But when we create around us, it's going beyond illusions. It's going, seeing all matter as energy and consciousness as light. I see energy as light. I see things in a different way. I see colors in a different way. And it's because I live in my true, authentic self, but I also live in higher frequency and love. And it's about accessing this inner power. You know, earlier I was talking about these are times when, you know, it's time to release that karmic energy and that pain body and live in the moment and come into our power. And we can create amazing things and connect it in fifth dimensional consciousness. It's done in love, you know, for everything around you and everyone around you. You know, people talk about bilocating and being in different places at different times. Well, you know, it'll be amazing what can happen, you know, when you open yourself up to this. So, anyway, I just wanted to get into that a little bit because I thought it would be interesting for people. I did talk about those, you know, like that trickster energy and that gateways for that energy shifting and changing. And that we're opening ourselves up to truth. So the ego shifts when we open ourselves up to truth. The ego and the child, in a way, are connected. You know, we went into the North Node energy because we're going to create new methods and new ideas right now. You know, they were talking about how in that patent, that how, you know, collagen was hard to work with, so they're going to, you know, recreate this, make a new collagen that they can work with and do things with. I don't know if they're doing it because they don't want to deal with plastic, but they're using plastic somehow to do this. But to me, that's just showing what has happened in this realm. Because, you know, when we live in fifth dimensional consciousness, we create things around us. Don't allow plastics in your body, okay? Because it's not part of the original creation. It's man-made, created. It can cause, you know, when you're in 3D reality and your energy's not moving and you have all this karmic crap in your system, it can cause cross-link damage and cancer and all those sorts of things. I heard that they're putting stuff in skincare products and saying it's collagen, you know, I'm picking up on that too. It's all about being self-empowered now. This is the energy that I'm really feeling. So we have the ability to, you know, not take the easy way out and say, oh, well, you know, this, you know, some of these skincare things, they're very expensive. And they say, well, it does this and hyperdiaper does that. Well, does it really? You know, are you paying a lot of money for something that, you know, is not working? This golem energy, this impersonating energy, this kind of masculine energy that has been trickster energy and trying to take over. Like, is there something within yourself that you have to balance? You know, I was seeing this for humanity. I was seeing like a virus in the helix of the DNA, and it was stopping, you know, the DNA from being at its authentic, original self. And this is shifting too. So I was seeing the DNA rewiring, this extra DNA, something going on with that. And I was seeing shows around me about resurrection being changed, things coming back, the original stuff being coming back. I was seeing the child being taken away and then coming back. It's about looking at that energy that is distorted here and, you know, shifting it. When we live in the moment, that energy can't be there. The original energy is right in front of us. You know, these beings and things might have thought that they can redo things, but it's about the divine original energy that's here. And do each step in the moment. You know, people say, well, you know, how can I live in the moment? I'll forget everybody. No, that doesn't happen because they're always in our hearts. You know, that energy is of love, is always within us. I'm just going to see if, because we're getting close to the end of the show here, if anybody has any questions. I don't see any questions. Okay. I was just seeing this energy as being disfigured too, this golem-like energy that coding over the who the person really is. It's like making a sculpture and covering oneself and living behind a mask. It's about being empowered and living and coming out. And hidden information with these, eclipses that are coming. You know, one eclipse I talked about 2 weeks ago was the one that's going to be have a really small area that's going to be a full eclipse and then a large area that's going to be partial eclipse. So there's going to be two viewings, but it's Antarctica. And then in October, it's going to be the Arctic that's doing this. So it has something to do with the shifting electromagnetic energy too. I'm picking that up. And that it will be revealed to us. It's coming forth. And it's time for the mother and the child. I talked about the mother and child reunion in that song. It's coming back. So I'm just going to talk a little bit more to kind of end the show. And I didn't talk about the animals, so I want to mention a little bit more about that before I go to. It's just been really interesting what's been going on. And let me see if I can talk a little bit about those animal things. I was seeing the polar bear again, and, you know, the energy of the north has to do a little bit with, the shifting magnetic north energy. Okay, I think last night there was a show on PBS that was talking about the north. So I was getting a lot of things, but I didn't watch it, but I think my son taped it. So when I go back home, I can watch it. The bear, it's awakening power of unconsciousness. We're awakening right now. Humanity is awakening. You know, the bear is a powerful symbol about the reawakening, you know, going through hibernation and all that sort of thing. The polar bear doesn't hibernate, though. That energy is pretty powerful energy, though. So I've talked about another show, so please go back and listen, I think a couple of weeks ago I talked about it, and I talked about the rabbit too, and it's fertility and new life. So we're going through one cycle of life and death pulse at the same time, and that water and fire energy, creating of expansion of energy and ascension, and, you know, we're going into a completely new life, a new cycle. This is what's happening right now. And I saw the rabbit on the step when I walked out. So it's really making itself known to me. And it only feeds in the morning and the evening. And it has, you know, it's away from the child. So it's to not draw attention to the child. It's the safety of the child. So right now, it's important that we empower ourselves and nurture that child. And the ego shifting within us is changing, and so we can speak our truth. April 21st, when we go through that fifth Uranus-Pluto square, it's going to be releasing the throat chakra, and people are going to be expanding their energy even more and speaking truth. So I see it in a positive way, because the way all the energy is balancing itself right now. And so this rabbit is going to show leaps and hops and bounds. You know, after April, things are really going to expand and, you know, go like hotcakes. That's what I'm seeing it. You know, I talked last week about the raven and the bird energy being the medicine within humanity, the magic. It's important that we live in the moment and we connect with that positive energy that was the magic within us, eh? You know, on April the 1st, it was, what do you call it, April Fool's Day, they call it. And so, you know, that was when I was seeing my scarf outside. So, you know, this energy was being revealed to me. This trickster energy was being revealed to me. It's not normal. It's but when you have more perception, you can see that through that truth. The moon squared Jupiter April 1st, you know, was opening the revealing, the conjunct Uranus today, that happened April the 2nd, actually, was opening ourselves up to truth. And the new moon that happened March, I keep saying October 31st. So something October 31st is really going to happen. I have that in my head all the time. March 31st was that energy, that Aries igniting energy that's really getting us underway that to our true power. And the moon Taurus and Gemini today was, you know, about that balancing energy again, that earth balancing energy. It's we're doing the inner work. It's really an intense time. The solar energy is showing the release of the solar energy, the flares, is really showing that we're releasing a lot of energy within ourselves, karmic energy. And, you know, the aura of the earth is shifting. The magnetic field of the earth is shifting. It's changing us. So, you know, this, it's important that we balance ourselves. We deal with our emotion. And we come into our own power. I'm just getting messages not to be a crutch to people, to be a guide, not a reliance. You know, a lot of people kind of do that. They figure, oh, well, you know, like you're speaking stuff and it makes sense and it's maybe your truth, but maybe it's, you know, truth for everyone. It could be. You know, a lot of times it is. But, you know, it's important you come to your own power too. You know, this Mercury energy, too, in the dream, it's about balancing in the dream, peace and wake time. And, you know, that balance I was seeing, you know, with the cross, the energy, the cross energy, the cardinal cross energy, and the water trine energy, and the Mars in Libra, and the Jupiter in Cancer, and having power and truth and getting ready. We're getting ready for the throat to open up. Humanity at the throat opening up. You know, April the 21st. it's all about balance within right now and having our own power. And, you know, everybody deserves basic human rights. You know, people that are living in parts of the world that are starving and people that have, you know, billions of dollars, how is that fair? But that is the way 3D has been. But we're shifting. It's important that we deal with our own fears and release them. And, you know, it's a time of the ego shifting within humanity. It's a time of love. It's a time of speaking truth, peace, balance, and faith in our own power. And being like-minded and connecting to others to go beyond the ego. Don't take things personally. And use tough love if you have to. Don't allow people to take your power. We're transforming, evolving. We're learning balance. We're manifesting and looking at what we want and what we don't want. And these Uranus-Pluto squares have been changing all that. It's all about internal change, eternal change too. And people in the physical feeling the karma. They've been feeling it heavy within themselves in the physical body. And we're releasing stuff with the electromagnetic energy shifting. It's releasing energy. So look at yourself in the mirror. Are you your true self? Or do you have clay over yourself? Are you trying to be something you're not? You know, this collagen I was seeing, they were covering with, you know, it over with plastic. Our blood, we have iron in our blood. When the electromagnetic field shifts, actually we have iron in our brains too, it shifts and things happen within us. It's important we balance all our energy and we live in love, okay? Anyway, you take care and have a great week. And I will see you back here on Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for Fifth Dimensional Living.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your hearts and minds always be open to experiencing a greater world.